Hi there. So glad you returned this week to hear our next story from Pat Stewart's newest book, Love Stories, published in 2025. What is a mother to do when her kids say they're bored out of their minds and there's nothing to do? Pat's kids came up with their own solution. A kid-friendly activity called Cutout Stuff. Here's the story. Cutout Stuff. Let's play Cutout Stuff, said Nancy to her younger brothers and sisters. Yeah, we have a whole family now, and today we can cut out all the stuff for their house, replied John. Does Mom have a different Sears catalog we can have? Asked Tom. We used up all the good stuff in the one we've been using. I can't find any people with legs anymore. And all the mothers are ladies in underwear. Yuck! This was from Susie. We really need a new book or we won't have any good furniture or people. Let me introduce you to a favorite game of my children, innocents of the 60s, who had no toys more high-tech than an occasional truck that required a battery. And that was a mistake I didn't often repeat. Toys that required batteries did not come into our house. Batteries cost too much to replace. I was not aware of this game until one dreary winter day when I came upstairs where these four children shared a dormer room, girls on one end, boys on the other. Mom, if you come up here, don't walk on our cutout stuff. This piqued my curiosity, of course. I had never heard of cutout stuff. If you walk around in here, you will mess up our house. What I found was a family and a home laid out all over the upstairs floor. The home was not fully furnished yet. That's why they wanted a new Sears catalog. The old one was in tatters. By cutting out parts of a catalog, they had assembled, on the floor, a family and all the accessories they needed. From a Sears catalog, they could cut out Mom, Dad, and all the children in a family. From the same source, they could find clothes of all descriptions. Now it was time to furnish the house. Everything a family would need was available by cutting it out. I imagine they indulged in some fantasies for the cutout family. We did not have a dishwasher, but this other family did. They also had a TV set for each child. It took several days to get the house and family to suit these four children. It involved fancy footwork to get around the cutout family, since they took up most of the floor space upstairs. One factor that helped keep peace in the ranks was the fact that 1-year-old Diane and 3-year-old Tim had a room downstairs and were forbidden to step foot in the upstairs. They will just mess up everything, said Nancy. Since she was the oldest, she had seniority and clout when it was time to make decisions. So keep them out of the upstairs when we are at school. This was no easy task, but when the older children arrived home from school each day, they checked on their play area first of all. When everything was in place, I was allowed to inspect the cutout house and family. It was truly an entire home, complete with family, furnishings, and accessories, the very best that Sears had to offer from the catalog. The kitchen was complete with all the necessary items to make meals and serve them. Every child had a bedroom of his or her own, a treat in this family, where everyone shared a room with a sibling. It was truly a dream home. There were a few frustrations with assembling this family. One complaint I heard often was, "I can't find any ladies with legs." Think about it. In a catalog where the items displayed are shirts, for example, most of the pictures don't show the model's legs, only the upper torso. Finding a complete person was a challenge. Once the cutout family was assembled, the game wasn't as much fun. The fun was in searching the catalogs for just the right person, clothing, furniture, or toys. I challenge today's parents to encourage this sort of play. Once the video games become a bore, don't buy an updated version of Nintendo. Get your old Sears catalog and scissors and invite your children to use their imaginations and make a cutout family. The cost is practically nothing. A toy catalog would be a great way to find out just what each child in the cutout family wants. It may surprise you what comes out. Next week, we will continue with part one of Love Stories. One of Pat's fondest memories of her childhood was when she went to Girl Scout camp. We'll bring you the details of camp, including how she baked potatoes in an underground oven and earned a whittler's license. Girl Scout camp, coming up next week.